Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, October 14th. The grains closed higher with December corn up 4.5 cents at 5.16¾. December wheat up 6 cents at 7.24¾. And November beans up 11 cents at 12.06¼. You know, I think we mentioned this morning that with the rains that we've been seeing around the Midwest and down into Texas, we're slowing down harvest a little bit out here, slowing planting of wheat, that maybe we could have a little bit of a rally out here, kind of a dead cat bounce. And that's what we saw here today. I can't say I was overly impressed with it. But, you know, we've held the support in the corn. We've held it in the beans and rallied a little bit. But I just don't see that there's any real reason to think that we're starting another bull leg of this move out here. Export sales tomorrow look like they're going to pick up again. 1.15 million metric tons on the corn, 1 million metric tons on the beans, but the wheat light at 375. The wheat continues to have this export problem out here. The dollar is too high. It closed at 94 cents here today, and it's down a few ticks, but it's still way too high to think that we'd attract much business out here. We need it closer to 89 to 90 cents in order to think that we could see something positive on the export front in the wheat. Weather around the world looks great. Argentina has had some rains. Australia has had good rains on the eastern seaboard there. That's their main wheat growing area. Brazil's in great shape. So we don't see any real problems out here. I still believe that the U.S. yields are going to get bigger on corn and beans. We're in the brunt of harvest. Tomorrow we should see some pre-hedging out here with the commercial selling some grain late in the afternoon to get some pre-hedges on. I would think we'd have a pretty good harvest weekend, even though there's been some rains around. There'll be plenty of places that there's been plenty of work done, and I just don't see any problems out here. I would think that Monday's crop progress reports will show that we're still ahead of the five-year averages out here, and again, no real problems. So overall, we had the oil rally back to here today. Crude oil was up 87, bean oil was up 85 ticks, so I think that really pushed the beans higher. The wheat, I just don't see enough demand to justify these prices, but, you know, again, we've got tight wheat stocks out here, but the question is, what are the funds going to do? They're long after today, probably 220,000 contracts of corn. In a technical environment, they ought to be short. This is the second day we've closed under the 200-day moving average. I would have liked to have seen a lower close today and have two consecutive lower closes. But, you know, maybe we get a little pop here. The markets have been oversold. RSIs have been pretty low. So, again, I think this is just more of a dead camp bounce. I think sometime mid-afternoon tomorrow, we'll start seeing some of the pre-hedging coming in. And I think wherever we are midday that we're going to close under that. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.